Aaron Sikorski and Björn Hassler from the Centre for Applied Research in Educational Technologies and Barney Brown from the Communications team are all involved in a Steeple-led project to develop a portal to help other institutions to publish their content.
I think people in general are going out on the internet and they're not just reading anymore, they are listening and watching video and that kind of thing. And that's becoming more and more popular as the way to get information. So if people want to get information by listening or by visually seeing things as opposed to just reading, then it makes sense to sort of cater to that desire and provide people with the information in the format that they're expecting, right? So if students expect it, then you sort of need to provide it in that method. Then it makes sense to look and see, here's how people are gathering information when they have a choice. We should give them the option that they're sort of migrating to on their own.
So suppose, you know, I'm this academic at my department and I go and record one talk one day and it goes up onto iTunes U. I link it from my page of seminars. You know, it's all well, it sits there. I have a promotional video made for the department. It goes up somewhere on the departmental website. This talk's gone down quite well. I record some more talks. You know, there's an open day. I have some more audio and video coming in from that. And eventually that process just becomes a little bit unmanageable.
We've always wanted there to be somewhere within our site where people can easily navigate around the video and audio recordings that we've already got and view them without having to go to YouTube, for example, or to iTunes, because obviously we have audiences that come to our website first. And up until this point, we didn't have anywhere where we could easily showcase video and audio to the public within our own site.
What we needed was a better presentation mechanism, something that has some more control and maybe a little bit more of a modern look and feel. It's still something that's important. Users really care. And if it looks sort of like it was made 20 years ago, people sort of don't take it seriously. So we wanted something that looked really good to draw people in and something that was very functional. In particular, the search was the key aspect of the system. We wanted to make sure that a user could come around and type in a search and it would be very Google-like, you know, because that's what people expect now. So we needed something that was very semantic search-like, an idea that the user could type in a very semantic search and get back a series of audio and video items that might match something close enough. And then they could maybe take that item, go look at it, and have more of a YouTube-type experience where they see some related content over here on the side, and they can click on the related content and maybe sort of have a learning process where they go from item to item and eventually reach the real data that they wanted in the very first place, but they didn't know they wanted until they actually get to it. So the idea of making the content in the university that we already have more findable.
What they would like to do is to come to part of the website that says podcast. Here is all our audio and video materials that are related to, you know, XY research area of our department, click and download the whole thing onto their iPod. And so we had this idea within Steeple that we might create a video portal application that people could use in a very systematic way. And that would work quite neatly with the way iTunes works, so that if you have your media and you're preparing your media for iTunes use, that at the same time, you can simply get a video portal that has your, say, iTunes U Media on it, but on your own website.
When the Steeple project was announced, it seemed like a very close fit for what we were trying to do anyway. So rather than try and develop something separate from that effort, we've kind of combined forces, really. So we're bringing our knowledge of what we've tried to do so far to the project. And obviously we're getting a great deal of help from, you know, the broader Steeple community and all the work that's gone into that, helping us sort of take shortcuts in a way, because so many of us have already tried to do some of these things. So what we're trying to end up with is a nice-looking, easy-to-use site that will allow anyone that accesses our website to navigate around video and audio. And we're trying to balance many different requirements.
It came out of the necessity that we already had lots of people trying to build video portals. Oxford was trying to put something together. Cambridge was trying, Open was trying to put something together. Lots of other institutions we spoke to. And we just thought, that's just a lot of wasted effort, everybody trying to do a different thing. And so we thought, well, can we try and bring these strands together and kind of create something that works and works much better than what individually certainly departments, but even whole institutions would be able to come up with. And that was really the idea around the Steeple audio and video portal, that we would create such an application.
From the very beginning, we tried to make it at least usable for three different use cases that we knew of. One was the Open University use case. The second is the Oxford use case. And then the third is Cambridge, which, of course, we tended to focus on because that's what we have right here. But we wanted to make sure that whatever we produced in the end could be usable for any of these three universities, at least to start. And then hopefully, if it's usable by one of these three groups, which are all fairly, you know, they have their own individual aspects, then it can be used by a lot of universities. And not just universities, but even from the get-go, we tried to design it to be used by just a single department. So if you're just a department, you want to distribute maybe 10 videos. It will work for that size of an application, or it can work for thousands. So the way the portal works is that any institution that wants to use it would download the basic portal from our site, and then they can configure the portal by pointing it to a set of RSS feeds. And there's a separate group in Steeple which has come up with a feed specification. It's basically media RSS plus some extensions. And if you point the Steeple portal at that media feed, it will go out and gather the data from that feed and then put it into the portal context and give you the ability at that point to control it.
One of the things that the Steeple project does is bring in metadata and video and audio content from an existing repository of video and audio. So if another institution was to start using the Steeple application, they would need to have their video and audio somewhere else already, because what the Steeple application does is take an RSS feed and then turn it into a video and audio portal, in essence.
And they can actually point it to multiple data feeds. So if they have maybe some media over in Podcast Producer, or maybe they have a media channel over in YouTube, but they want to pull all that into their portal, that's fine. The system can read from different RSS feeds and pull those all together into one sort of unified vision of your content.
We're trying to get the application to a point where if you install it, there's a very short set of steps you need to take before it's actually in a state that you could expose it to the public. So the other thing we're trying to do is develop it in such a way that the maintenance of it is very sort of minimal. Because as with everyone else, we have very kind of limited resources to create and look after all of this stuff.
It is open source, of course, so if anybody wants to, they can just take it and completely change it if they want to. But the idea was to keep the barrier to entry fairly low for people who don't want to have to go in and start recoding it. I really think of podcasting as this idea of being able to share out media content with everybody, enabling this idea that we are all content producers rather than just content consumers. You know, this shift that sort of I think has been happening for maybe 30 or 40 years, I guess, of, you know, being just purely content consumers to now being a mixture. You know, we're a more hybrid society. We've got content production and consumption, and we can all do it. And the barrier is very low. I think that's good. So that's what I think of when I think of podcasting, this idea of open content for everybody.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.